Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And here a swing and a miss. That on a fastball toward the outside part of the plate. So Peterson has struck out twice here against the very tough Logan Gilbert.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Fred rocking with us today. And what a day to come along. The Rangers maybe have their worst game of the season. Well,
that's saying something.
It's tough to beat that Little League home run to lose the game a few days ago. But it was bad. And Boach came out and said, certainly, this is one of our worst offensive performances of the year.
Which that's saying something.
Yeah. And this, because this has been an anemic offense.
Yowza. This thing's been rough.
Now, somebody texted in and said, hey, well, first of all, they said, Kevin, I know you're not exactly high on the Rangers. I love the Rangers. But will sending Berger down and calling up Krim make any real difference? All right. At this point, I'm all about it. And Blaine Krim has shown some power in the minor leagues and also shown the ability to hit for average. So at this point, why the hell not? I personally think you should have benched Jock Peterson for longer. Yeah. That's not to say you're going to move on with him. You can't contractually, but I would have benched him for longer. I have no issue with this move.
No, I don't either. And honestly, I'm more interested in how, I mean, look, if the Krim guy comes up and you know, does his thing, great. I think from the Jake Berger standpoint, I just feel like, because I thought the word that really stood out to me was when they said reset.
Yeah.
All right. We know what happened with his baby girl prior to the season starting, having the open heart surgery. You've got kids. I got kids. Anybody that's listening, when your kids aren't right, you're not right.
Yeah.
And you had a guy who, you know, newborn baby needs open heart surgery. You're going to a new baseball team. Oh, by the way, we need you to hit. We need you to hit yesterday.
Yeah.
And so there's so many different factors involved with all this. And so I think Jake Berger's going to be okay. The guy's got too long of a track record of mashing not to. But I just feel like sometimes life takes over. I think that's what's going on with Jake Berger right now.
I thought you were about to go Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park. And life has a way. Finds a way.
But life finds a way, man.
So
absolutely does.
Your next couple of options, and we talked about this with Jared yesterday, Justin Foscue is an option. He has also been tearing it up in the minors. And then everybody's just waiting potentially for the return of Evan Carter. Take a look. And I know Evan Carter has been playing significantly better and getting on base, but still take a look.
He just hit a left-hander the other day, didn't he?
Take a look at those left-handed splits, though. Right. Take a look at those splits, and I wonder. But Krim's up. I think Foscue could be next, and if not, Evan Carter. They still have some moves to make, but it feels like I know Chris Young is at the end of his rope of like, what
he's
got to
be, man. I mean, he's got, you know, you've got to be frustrated because on one hand, you've put together an incredible pitching staff. I mean, let's be real for just a second. Take a step back, and when somebody texts you, oh, you're not high on the Rangers, this is a love-hate team right now.
Yeah.
Because let's call it what it is. And I've asked G-Bag this when we do crosstalk. We've talked about this on Fan After Dark. Is, A, what are we going to hear from Donnie Ecker? Just make him available. Okay? Because Bochy's going to cover for his guys. Chris Young's going to cover for his guys. You and I talked about this before the show. If Clayton Adams gets off to a rough start,
yeah,
do we think everybody's going to be like, well, hey, that's just football?
Yeah.
No. People are going to be losing their minds over, we want this guy, we want blood, yada, yada, whatever. Look, I'm not saying Donnie Ecker is the end-all, be-all, okay? But you're the offensive coordinator of a team that has been supposed to contend for two straight years now.
Yeah.
and you might be one of the, you got the worst, outside of the Angels, the worst OP. You don't walk, and you can't hit.
Do you want me to give you the numbers on that? Because I can give you the numbers about how terrible
they are. I know leading into the weekend, they had 59 walks. Then I want to say after the San Francisco series, they were at like 77 or something like that. Because, hell, they had like, a seven-walk game against the Giants over the weekend.
And guess what? They're still next to worst in pretty much everything. Runs per game, 3.22, 29th. The league average is 4.33. You're more than a run down from the league average. You mentioned walks. Walk percentage, 6.6%. League average, 9. Mm. Once again, 29th.
Yeah.
OBP, 289. League average, 316. Hey, you're only 28th here, so that's something.
Progress.
And then this is the worst part about why you're not scoring any runs. Like, obviously, all of those factor into it. The worst part about why you're not scoring runs. Plate appearances with runners on base. You had 424. That's next to last in Major League Baseball.
Ooh!
Batting average. Plate appearances with runners in scoring position. 240, once again, next to last. So you're not getting people on base, and then you don't this get, is what
even
happens.
When they do get on base, you don't drive them in.
Exactly. And so when Boats says this was probably one of our worst games, it's hard to argue against. All of a sudden you find yourself, I don't care about the standings as much at this point in the season, but it is kind of jarring to see the Rangers in fourth when most of the season they had led the division.
Well, that and the fact that you're looking up at the Athletics.
Yeah.
I mean, this team's homeless.
That's true.
Like, you just lost. I mean, let's call it what it is. In the last two series against the A's, because we can't call them Oakland, you've lost 5 out of 7 to the Oakland, not even anymore, cesspool of a city, Oakland.
Yeah.
A's is who you lost 5 out of 7 to. Who, by the way, were a laughingstock, short of the White Sox, have been one of the most abominable franchises in major leagues.
And now the Rockies have taken their mantle.
At least they've got a home.
That's true.
At least they have a home. That is very true.
Somebody brought up Sebastian Walcott from the 214. I don't think that's realistically going to happen until next year, because you would bring him in for a specific purpose. Like, I think Foscue, you would bring him in strictly for hitting.
Yeah.
Sebastian Walcott, you'll bring him in when you're ready for him to play shortstop or maybe the outfielder. By the way, if you do want to see Sebastian Walcott, Alec, do you know where he'll be this weekend?
The Dallas Card Show,
signing
baby.
Autographs at the Dallas Card Show, which is why I also have Alec's briefcase of invincibility.
I thought there was a bomb in there when Alec brought that in.
I'm not in that bad of a
mood
today.
You were really calm, though, for thinking it was a bomb.
I mean, look, you guys seem calm about it, so I don't want to raise any suspicions. So.
Are you used to these situations? Like, were you an agent in a past life?
I mean, look,
you
brought in a black box that looks, you know, and the way you carried it in, you know, like, I knew there was something in this box of value.
Hey, that would have been pretty cool, though, if it was, because I put a Tolo sticker on it. So it's like, at least I had the wherewithal to, like, you know, dress it up a little
Throw
bit.
Throw people off a little bit. Maybe there's a bomb in here. Maybe there's not.
105.3 The Fan.
No,
we're the bomb. No, I don't want that to be associated with us.
That's what we're here for.
All right, this might be a fool's errand.
Sure.
I'm going to try to give you a bright spot.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This offense.
Okay.
Are you ready?
We need all the positive mojo we can get.
And his name? is Marcus Semien. Now, hear me out.
Wow.
Because I know.
Is this a bait and switch?
No.
Is that what's happening here?
It's not. I promise you.
Because I'm out on Marcus.
Okay. I'm going to try to convince you to be back in.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Pause.
All right. Marcus Semien, people have been super disappointed by him this year. Super disappointed. All right?
Just this year?
Fair. But April 22nd, what happened on April 22nd? That's when he moved out of the leadoff spot.
Okay.
All right.
God, has it been that long already? Yeah,
it's already been 10 games. What has he done in those 10 games?
He hasn't been bad.
Exactly.
He hasn't been bad. I'll give you that.
Now, you still need more pop and more runs batted in. But as we just set up, if no one's getting on frickin' base, it's going to be hard to drive runs
in.
He's 10 for 34.
Okay.
That's a .294 batting average. He has two multi-hit games. Before the switch, he was hitting .141 with zero multi-hit games. All right? Now, you still want to see more runs driven in and more power. But in these 10 games, one home run, seven RBIs. In the previous 21 games, one home run and six RBIs.
What do you chalk that up to? Just the stress of going from fifth to... I mean, that's what would make sense to me.
Absolutely. And I think he heard the chirping because because last year people were chirping about it and now you hear it even more.
Absolutely.
I think him and Boach just had to have a realistic conversation of you're a hell of a hitter. Now go be a hell of a hitter somewhere else in the lineup.
He dropped Adolis to seventh.
Yes. Yeah. Look, and
let's call it what it is.
He dropped Adolis to seventh. He dropped Semien to five. He benched Joc Pederson, although I wish that would have been longer.
We should have done that a month ago.
Yeah. And now we sent Jake Berger down to the minors. But here's the thing that's most encouraging. For a team that cannot get on base.
Yeah.
So in the leadoff role, Marcus Semien, where like your primary job is to get on base.
That's all your job is.
.212 on base percentage.
Like, why are these guys, again, this is what I would ask Boach, all right? And you guys do a great job whenever you get a chance. I'm jealous because you guys get to talk to him. And I know he told you guys yesterday, you know, look, everybody's got coaches and da-da-da, and I know Jared talked about that as well, and I understand all that, and I get that's the thing about baseball that's probably a little bit different than other sports. Now, maybe with basketball, you might have a shooting coach, but for the most part, again, hitting's a little bit, obviously, a different world. But at what point, I mean, are you sitting aside and saying, look, somebody's not working here?
Yeah.
And this is not, and again, this isn't like in a vacuum.
You know who I think it is responsible for it as well is Chris Young. I think Chris Young is like, no, I've seen your swings. Because they continue to chase out of the zone. I don't think there's any way they're having a conversation with their hitting coach. And he's like, yeah, if you see a ball 3 feet outside, go ahead and swing.
Because Adolis will swing it damn near
for
anything,
sure. And that's not a new thing whatsoever.
No.
So I think Chris Young is a big part of this as well, where he's like, we have a plan. Look at our chase rates. They're off the freaking charts.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's not the hitting coach. But for Marcus.
And it's not.
But I understand he's the one who probably gets a disproportionate amount of the credit and definitely a disproportionate amount of the blame.
What do we say about quarterbacks?
Exactly.
Too much blame when they win.
Yes, exactly.
Too much blame when they lose, not enough blame when they win.
So for Marcus Semien, this is the biggest number that I think is trending in the right direction. When he was hitting leadoff, .212 on base percentage.
Yeah.
Just awful. In the 10 games since, you know what his on base percentage is?
.420.
Ooh, so close.
Huh?
.415.
Hey-o. I'll take it.
Yeah, I have no idea why you selected 420 as a random number.
Just threw it out there.
Just throwing
it out there, boys.
Something you said. But so it's been a disappointing season. But just put that aside.
Yeah.
Look at what's happened since he's moved. .294 batting average, .415 on base percentage. You'll take that all day.
100%.
And so
at your five hole, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And so have I convinced you to maybe take another look at Marcus Semien?
I will take it with a grain of salt. Let me rephrase that. And as I was, that's disrespectful to you. I will definitely take it under advisement.
Under advisement, yes.
But here's the thing, right, with that is I would love to see it. And again, the thing that worries me about Marcus Semien, and I go back to what I've said and what I've heard when Brett Boone talked about when he started to see his decline at 34, 35 years old.
Yeah.
Your former co-host, Bassick, talked about how at 35, guys start to, you know, physically decline. And Semien will be 35 in September. And he's an infield guy.
Yeah.
Those guys take a beating, right? It's a different world. So I'm encouraged by, you know, I would just love to see. But here's the problem. And I say problem. That's all well and good. But then we look at, well, what the hell are the other eight guys doing?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. I mean,
I'll give Langford and Smith a pass, but I'm
with you. Well, I'll say that. I mean, you say that, but I mean, look, How was Lankford over the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Bases loaded.
Yeah.
Where you at, my man? Can I get a pop fly? Can I get something out of you? All right. So again,
we have way too many non-productive at bats. I'm with you.
Lot of them on that, man. So again, I understand it's a month into the season and we do the refrain of, well, there's still a lot of baseball left, which I get, but at the same time, the next thing you know, it's going to be July.
Yeah.
And if this team's still scuffling now, to your point real quick, the fact that the AL West is a jumbled mess, the Astros aren't, this ain't your cheating Astros anymore, yeah. Okay? Seattle's going to capitulate and fall back to the mean at some point. Really? I heard you talk about that yesterday. Yeah. One thing you can guarantee, okay, the Mariners will fall to the wayside,
that's
okay?
What I think.
I don't care. They could win 116 games. Yeah, you know where I'm going with this, okay? And then, oh, by the way, the Athletics, at some point, they're going to remember they're the Athletics.
Yeah.
Okay, so this team, at the end of the day, top to bottom, who's better constructed to make a run? I'll take Bochy over Espada. I'll take Chris Young over Dana Brown. Okay, because ultimately, that's the team you got to watch out for, is that team down 45.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.